The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah here on Tafsamach on the Beis says, Mordodai Bikone, Hittis as Atziro Bikone, Shahim Atviach Atviachavis Miyustachas, Choleidu Yamais of Omri Yimoche. The Goy is trying to intends for something else. He's like measuring the wine with a stick. So he's intending, he's trying to do something else, and he's also not touching the wine. So then, yimocher, the wine is prohibited to be drunk, but is permitted to benefit from it. It's mutter b'ano. If Shimon permits one to even drink it. Tosfos earlier, and Nun Zayin Amibayz learns from here a very important halach. The Gemara is here, and Nun Zayin Amibayz discusses a tinek ben yoimoy, a child that's one day old, and he doesn't understand avodah zarah, what happens if he's a goyish tinek that touched wine. And Tosfos says over here that Rishonim and Gehoyinim learns from that Gemara a very important halach. Says Tosfos that the Rashbam and the Rivon say in the name of Rashi, who said in the name of the Geonim. That nowadays, if a goy touches wine, it's permitted to benefit from it. Why? Because goyim of today's day, they're not usual. In regilin the nasich, they don't pour wine in front of avodah zarah. And therefore it's like they don't understand avodah zarah and how to serve it. And therefore they are comparable to a tinek ben yoimei, to a child that's a day old. And therefore it's permitted to benefit from wine that a goy touched. And he says, therefore on this we rely to collect wine from a goy. When they owe money, we collect the wine, the goy's wine, as a payment. So Tosfos has a whole arichus about this, and the Rabbeinu Tam said that he's not convinced that there's any raya from the Gemara to the halacha of goyim nowadays that their touching should not prohibit the wine behano. He says, possibly, Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that possibly, even after focusing on all the Gemaras, it would still be prohibited to drink. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam said, he did not want to prohibit it either. He says, since it's pashat haminig lahater, since it's a very widespread minog to be matter the wine, they had no with benefit, the hanach li yisra shi yushogi vayi mezidim. And we come back in nismach haminig tas raya shi nidme stamagon li moidid bekone. However, says Rabbeinu Tam, I have a shtickle smach to the minig, and that is from our Mishnah of Moidid Bekona. That just like if a goy measures the wine with a stick, the Amrino Nimach, we say it should be sold, you're allowed to benefit from it. Mishum Deloy Neskaven Linisuch, because the goy did not intend to pour. So therefore, he says, therefore, if the goy, and even though Reb Nosson says if he measured with his hand, if he touched it while measuring, he answers it, that's only because he made gzeira, a medida diyad, or to shikshuch diyad, and if he's meshachshich, he can maybe be menasech at avi dezore. Whereas Bizman Azeh says Rabbi Nutam, even if the goy was meshachshich, even if the goy did move his hand back and forth, still, since he doesn't understand what nisuch is, he's not regal to do nisuch, so even if he moved his hand back and forth, if Even if he would have done that, there would not be any cheshash that he really was menasich. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehudah, even if Nasser would agree that even if he measured it with his hand, it would be mutter be'ano, would be permitted with ano. And so too, therefore, bizman hazeh, when the goy touched it, it would be mutter be'ano. That's what Tosfos says. Shulchan Aruch has this halacha basically in a couple of places. In the beginning, all the way in the beginning of Hilchos Yaanes, the Simikuf Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, "Bizman hazeh shein ishchia shumis menaschu na'avidah zara." Some say that nowadays, since the goyim are not rogel to be menasech, so therefore their touching of the wine does not prohibit it with hano, only to drink it. There he says, even if this, if a person can collect the choiv, it's ma'atz meyodom, who had in any other hefsid, the chatchilet's aser, in other words, he permits it, he permits one to benefit from the wine a goy touched, if there's a hefsid involved, if there's a loss involved. But if there's no loss involved, he prohibits benefiting from it. And he says some permit benefiting even if there's no hefsid involved, but toiv la'achmir, it's good to be machmir. Okay? That's what the Rambam says in the very beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach. Later on in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, in Simei Kuf Chav Dalit, Sif Chav Dalit, when the Mechaber there says if a goy touched the wine with something else, like with a stick, and he also did not have kavana. So there is the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to even drink it. So the Rambam there says, and nowadays our goyim, even if the goy intended to touch the wine, but since our goyim of today are not rogel l'naseich, so everything, not necessarily everything, but many cases of goyim touching wine goes down one daraga. So in other words, since we have a halacha that if a goy did not touch it with his actual hand, and also he was not intending for a touching of the wine, for moving of the wine, so then we permit it even to drink it. So nowadays, when a goy goes ahead and touches the wine with something else, even though he did intend to touch it, to move it around with a stick, but it's always nechoyz darag, it's always like one darag or less. That since today's goyim are not rogel l'naseich, so therefore it's as if we look at it as if he didn't have kavana, just like we said before, our goyim of today, they're like a tinek ben yoimoy, and therefore if the goy touches wine with his hand, you could benefit from it, because since he's not rogel l'naseich, we're not worried that he was actually menaseich, so if he's like this tinek ben yoimoy, that it's prohibited to drink it, but permitted to benefit from it. So in other words, it like went down one darg, went down one level. So too, if the goy didn't even touch it with his hand, he only used a stick, even if he did intend, but we look at the intention as if there was no intention, and we look at it as if he touched it with a stick without intention to touch, and we permit it even to for drinking. And then the Rambam says, similarly, if he went ahead and actually touched it with his hand, but he actually did not have kavana, he didn't know it was wine even, let's say, so then, again, it will be permitted to drink. Because We have another two things to combine. Even though he touched it with his hand, so usually we say it's also bad, even though he didn't have kavod, it's also at least to be drunk. Since he actually touched it with his hand, even though he didn't have kavod. But here that we have goyim nowadays, that they're not rogel in asich, together with the fact that he didn't have kavanah to touch it, even though he used his finger, even though his finger actually touched it. So then we permitted to drink the wine. So this is a very noigei adika halacha. What comes out is that we, nowadays, since goyim are not rogel in asich, many times the halacha will be that it will be mutter to be drunk even though the goyim move the wine. We're going to have a whole new set of rules. Even though you'll follow the sugyas and you'll come out what the theoretical halacha should be for a goyim moving wine, touching wine, shaking wine, but all those halachas change over for goyim of today, since they are not rogel in asich. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following question, and this, I think, will open up the sugya, how we can apply these halachas to a very practical case, and give us an understanding of how do you apply the halachas of Yayin Nesach. Rav Moshe was asked about people go to chasanis, other places, and there are waiters that are serving wine, they are pouring wine for the guests. And, like we've mentioned, if it's Yayin Mevushel, real Yayin Mevushel, whatever your shita of Yayin Mevushel is not aser. But in a case where it's not Yayin Mevushel, it's not cooked at all, and the goy took a bottle of wine and he poured it for a guest, he poured it into a cup, a glass. So would it be permitted for people to drink that wine that's poured into the glass? And he says, well, if theoretically it should be, then if he poured out with kavanos, even though he didn't touch the wine, but he made a move with kavana, so then it should at least be also to be drunk. However, when it's shalei b'kavana, you're allowed to even drink it. So nowadays, that goyim of today, that they're not rogel in asech, they, even if they have kavana, but they didn't actually touch the wine, all they did was make a move with something else. So then it should be mutter even to be drunk, even though they had kavana. So therefore, perhaps, the wine should be mutter to be drunk. However, there's a big catch. There's a couple catches over here. And one is, right away, the Shach asks on this remote. The remote is makel pretty strongly, Bizman Azeh, the goyim of today, and he says, if you look in the Truvis Maril is only makel in the Makam of Hefse Meruba when there's a great loss. Not a plain loss, a great loss. And the Shach seems that perhaps if the Ramo would have seen such a tshuva of the Maril, he would have never permitted the wine unless it would be Hefse Meruba. He perhaps would have never disagreed with the Maril. Nevertheless, the Shach Lemaisa says in the name of his father, Lemaisa, he says, one cannot be Megal like the Rama unless it's a Malkim Hefsid. At least there has to be a case where there's some loss. It doesn't have to be, he says, his father said the same thing, According to their ma did not mention a thing. This halacha, he did not mention a thing about that there has to be a loss. In the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach Kimisumikuf Chof Gimel, here he mentioned a machloik is whether you have to have a loss. But here he did not mention anything about having a loss. According to the Maril and others, there has to be Hefsid Meruba, a great loss. So at the very least, the Shach says there has to be at least a loss. Even if we'll be makel to permit the wine, even if there's no Hefsid Meruba, great loss, but at least there has to be some loss. So says Rav Moshe, although the Ramah permits if a guy move the wine without actually touching it, even though he intended to move the wine, to even drink the wine, and the Ramah seemed to permit it, even if there's no loss, however the Shach limited it, that there has to be some loss. So therefore, we could only permit the wine to be drunk if there's a loss at stake. However, says Rav Moshe, but there is a loss. If we're going to prohibit this wine, in a normal circumstance, it would probably be a loss. Okay. However, Rav Moshe says, it would seem that you can only permit this if it happened by chance. Happened that what should we do? A guy moved the wine, and now there's a loss, so then we'll permit the wine to be drunk. But to let this happen, to do it lechatchila, to do it in a regular basis, of course that we can't do. It's only a bidievetic thing. If it happened already, and there's a loss, then we permit it. To allow it, we for sure can't. And then Rav Moshe adds one more point. And that is, that even if it's true that if the guy didn't touch it and all he did was pour it, so then we could permit it to be drunk if there is a loss. But that's only if we could be certain that the guy didn't touch it. But was there anybody watching that the waiters weren't touching the wine? Is there anyone that's able to testify? Can anyone say for sure that the guy didn't touch the wine? Since we can't say for sure that the guy didn't actually touch the wine, so therefore we cannot permit, even if there is a loss, we cannot permit this wine. So if we will summarize, it will come out like this. There is a halacha that if the goy touched the wine without kavana, and in other words, he has some other purpose, he's not trying to touch the wine, and he did not touch the actual wine, he touched it with something else, then you're allowed to drink it. If the goy poured the wine, then he obviously had kavana for the wine. However, goyim of today, it's permitted, even if they do have kavana, as long as they don't actually touch the wine. If they touch the wine through something else, then the wine is permitted even to be drunk. However, there has to be the following two conditions. First of all, that there has to be some loss. In other words, certainly it has to be that it was bidyevet after the fact. It happened already, not that we're lechatchila permitting such a situation. And even after the fact, it has to be that there's some loss, even though it's not hefsed meruba. And two, it has to be that we could say for certain that the goy did not touch the wine. So therefore, if let's say somebody had in their house wine that's not mevushel, and they saw the guy move the wine from one place to another, so there they're not having kavana, and the guy did not touch the wine, and it's a guy bizman hazeh, and there's a hafsid, they could certainly permit the wine to even be drunk. However, if someone cannot be certain that the guy did not touch the wine, then he should ask a shayla when and how the wine would be permitted. In any case, I will say that the purpose of these shiurim were to bring an awareness to the concepts of Yayin Nesach, but should not serve as a guide for these halachas. And when it comes to practice, one should ask a competent halachic authority for a psak for his individual specific case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.